Hello and welcome to another episode of the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your OCW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend and like and all the good stuff that is free, honestly. It's free to listen to, free to like, free to share, be kind, and rewind. There's an old saying for you. Today we're doing a hot take. We're doing hot takes. I woke up this morning, took some pre-workout, and decided I'm going to set the internet on fire with my super hot lava takes. Today's hot take. Logan Paul is the best possible choice for U.S. champion and should remain U.S. champion for, I don't know, how long was Roman champ? Maybe that long. Just be the longest reigning U.S. champ of all time. So, I am going to preface this hot take explanation with, I don't like the U.S. championship. I feel like it has no real prestige, which is not true. I'm not saying that it doesn't. I said it feels like it has no prestige. I mean, there's been many high, you know, ranking. There have been many great U.S. champions in the past. John Cena had that great run where he had the open challenge attached to the U.S. championship. He had a myriad of different belts that he carried around that were all ugly. And now we're here with the U.S. championship, and it's never felt more like a championship than with Logan Paul. If you cut back a couple of years when it was on Raw, when they didn't have a title, a main title, they were using the U.S. championship sort of as the de facto Raw championship. And I think the last time I remember looking at it, it was Austin Theory. And prior to that, it was, who was it? Bobby Lashley. So they had their whole thing. It was Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, at one point Mustafa Ali. There were lots of guys kind of rotating around this title trying to challenge for it, and it all felt super dull. Bobby Lashley was a great U.S. champion, but again, when the main roster guys, when the big name guys are fighting for the U.S. title, it never felt as important as what was going on SmackDown with Roman and the Bloodline. And that has a lot to do with just the fact that Roman had both titles and he felt like he'd locked up that whole thing. It was a bad byproduct of Roman's epic reign, is the fact that Raw kind of got shortchanged and had to use the U.S. title as their main title. It never reached even the heights of an Intercontinental title. If you think back to that sort of time period, the IC title was on SmackDown along with both titles that Roman had. SmackDown had the superior brand in terms of title recognition. And they also had the tag titles, right? The Usos had those locked up over there as well. So all Raw had was the U.S. title. And that's it. There were no other titles on that show. Maybe the women's title. I can't remember. Probably. U.S. title did not feel important. It felt like an afterthought. It felt secondary. The title never, in my opinion, looked very good. I did a whole title ranking a while back, and I crapped all over that belt. I really don't like it. There's the preface. Now, Austin Theory's run, or his cash in to get the U.S. title and then losing, really solidified how little anyone cared about that title. They didn't even give him the belt. He lost. He moved on. It was a mechanism to get the briefcase off of him, honestly, because it was dragging him down. But also, anytime you cash in on a belt and you lose is bad. If you cash in on the U.S. title, it's even worse. So they did the restructuring. They moved the U.S. title over to SmackDown. They gave it to Logan Paul. IC title went on to, you know, be an incredibly high ranking. I keep using that phrase. an incredibly important title on Raw again. Now, I don't know, maybe not so much. Gunther really elevated that title. It really, again, titles mean nothing. It's the wrestler who holds the title. You really get a feeling of its prestige once the person holding it, you know, defends it, you know, makes it important. You know? I feel like Logan Paul has made the U.S. title important for the same reason Roman Reigns made the double titles important. And it's his lack of showing up, honestly. There's an old saying, distance makes the heart grow fonder. If I see you all the time, I won't appreciate you as much as if I only saw you a couple times, right? If you see an old friend, if they, you know, if you guys link up, it's a lot more impactful than if you see them all the time, you know? The U.S. title is like that now. It's gone most of the time. And when it shows up, it's kind of a big deal. Logan Paul is a celebrity. His brother's a celebrity. He has a certain cachet. You can see it just by the fact that his Prime bottles are now all over the place. They have that deal. So his presence is always kind of felt. And I feel it's almost a little weird they don't reference the big Prime bottles in the corner on SmackDown. And Raw, right? It's on Raw too. They don't reference them anymore. They're just there. But it's like Logan Paul is always kind of at the arena with you. But it's also a reminder that he's not. And neither is the U.S. title. So him having the U.S. title gives it a bit of mystique, right? He's not there. It's not important for him to show up. But he covets this belt the way he covets anything else. It's a status symbol for him. And he's making it feel more unattainable, which in turn makes it feel important. Now he's in this feud with LA Knight, and LA Knight's challenging for this U.S. title. And there is a very high possibility that WWE straps this gold to LA Knight. Why? Because fans have been begging for it for a while. Not me, but a lot of fans. They think that because LA Knight is over, he needs a title. And I don't personally believe that, because the proof is in the timing right now. He's still over. He's still crazy over. And there's no gold strapped to him. Putting the U.S. title on him doesn't do anything for the title or even him as a professional wrestler. It's just a good status symbol, I suppose, or like a marker, like, hey, you've made it. You have a title. But he's already done it. He's already made it all by himself, which I feel is a way bigger accomplishment on LA Knight's resume, is that he got over, mega over, despite being, you know, kind of pushed down by the previous regime as making him, what was his name? Something Dupree, Maxine's brother. He kind of got a little buried in that thing. He dug his way out. He got into that rather iffy feud with Bray Wyatt, came out the other end, the megastar. Whether or not he gets the title, I feel is, it's still, in my mind, is a little 50-50. Maybe it's more 70-40. 70-40. 70-30. Bad at math. Maybe it's more 70-30 in LA Knight's favor to him get the title and it just be on the show more often. But there, if they put the title on LA Knight, which, again, is fine, I think the title loses some of that mystique again, because it'll be there every week. And then it just becomes what every other title is, where it shows up on the show and then it gets arbitrary title defenses randomly, which takes away some of that mystique. If you could just show up and beg for a title match and then you get it and then you lose a lot of competitors for that match. You have to put it in big matches, which is why SummerSlam feels important for the U.S. title. Let me know what you think about Logan Paul and the U.S. title in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. You guys have a fantastic day, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.